If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I would say it's hard to take the ICE raids in Chicago too seriously when they embed Dr. Phil in the agency to record and live stream the events. We don't know how many people will round it up this weekend. At least I don't. We might find out here in just a minute. We don't know what crimes specifically those people are charged with having committed. How serious were some of these offenses? No word. If they had some monstrous murderer or drug kingpin, I would have expected them to say that. When Dr. Phil's live stream camera panned to a wall of photos of people arrested, we were able to see 21 faces, but we know very little about them. Dr. Phil's team did talk briefly with a man who was being arrested. They said he was a 42-year-old from Thailand. Tom Homan, the border czar, said rather than striking fear in the hearts of these Hispanics in Chicago, they should be grateful that someone who would molest their children has, in fact, been apprehended. He seemed to be speaking generically and not about anyone in particular. Agents were seen over the weekend in Albany Park, Hermosa, Edgewater, Bolingbrook, East Chicago. Last year, 311 people were arrested every day by ICE. Saturday of this weekend, it was 286. Sunday, 956. Alex Caporiello is a national correspondent at News Nation, followed this story over the weekend. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
What else do you know other than what I just said? I'm sure you know more than I do. What's the latest?
Well, honestly, I was impressed with how much you've been able to gather. The interesting thing about this is that ICE, our federal law enforcement, have been conducting these types of raids all across the country. But they don't really share all that much about who it is exactly that they've nabbed, or at least it takes a lot more effort. But they do usually share arrest numbers. What I can tell you, specific to Chicago, you've mentioned a lot of the places where ICE was spotted. We don't have hard and fast numbers. What a source has confirmed to us is some of the people that were arrested were Tren de Aragua, Venezuelan gang members. You might know that TDA, as they're called. It's, obviously a high-profile international gang that has infiltrated the United States border, so to speak, living in, sources say, in all of the states across the United States at this point. We do know that some of those TDA gang members were arrested in Chicago. Still trying to dig in more with ICE and exactly who. Border czar Tom Homan was there to arrest, but we do know that they were here in Chicago over the weekend.
To the degree that it got media coverage, forget about Dr. Phil for a second. We've all been talking about it. All the networks are talking about it. All the newspapers are talking about it. So it does send a message. I mean, clearly this wasn't about the total of people they were rounding up, but rather the message to, I'm not exactly sure whom, but evidently people that might be targeted that were coming to get you. The country now knows those people are put on notice. That's the upshot, right, Alex?
Yeah, I think on Sunday in particular, it was the most eye-popping day of federal enforcement. It's been happening since Tuesday after the inauguration, the Trump administration saying they're going to crack down. And every single day we've seen arrests happen across the country. But really on Sunday, it was the largest day of enforcement that we saw. Nearly 1,000 arrests were made, more than 500 detainers were issued. And so I think it really was the Trump administration, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, DEA, FBI, ATF, everybody that was involved really saying, look, this is happening and get ready, because if you are here illegally undocumented, in particular, if you are a public safety threat or somebody that has committed crimes, we're going to find you and we'll arrest you.
John, can you ask how the raids over the weekend are different and similar to historical precedent? I don't know if you or I can answer that, but at least the numbers suggest that arresting 300 to 900 people is not that much different than what has happened in the past. What else would you say about that, Alex?
Well, I would say that based on the numbers that we've gathered, during the fiscal year 2024, which actually ended in September, so clearly this is the Biden administration in the White House, the average arrest that were happening is hovers around 300. So to have a single day arrest yesterday, which was almost 1,000, is more than triple that. I do not think that the pace will continue every single day where federal immigration will arrest nearly 1,000 people. I just don't think that they have that type of manpower. I think yesterday, like I mentioned, was sort of a showing of that power. And I don't think that they have the resources to send that out every single day. But yesterday, if we're taking that as a snapshot, was certainly a day where the Trump administration was flexing its muscle a little bit.
John, does it make any sense that the governor of Texas bussed and flew 50,000 migrants to Chicago and now ICE wants to catch them and send them back? The thing is, though, the migrants that came to Chicago may not necessarily be the targets because it's just very vague, isn't it, Alex? I mean, if I'm here undocumented or say I didn't renew my DACA documents, maybe I haven't committed a crime. We've heard stories about people who have been here for decades, paying taxes, holding jobs, good members of the community. But technically, they might be targets of a raid because either they're in the proximity of a bad person or they are deemed bad because they don't have documentation. So who are we putting on notice here? Who are we really going after? And without them specifically saying who these 200 to 900 people were over the weekend, I don't think we have a clear answer to that.
No, I don't. I mean, what the line is from the White House and from Borders Are Tom Holman is that we are going after public safety threats. Undocumented immigrants who are within our U.S. borders that have either committed a crime in their country of origin and then came into the U.S. or committed a crime here in the U.S. while awaiting their legal proceedings to happen. That's the line that they're going for. But you bring up a good point. It's not everyone that's been arrested since Trump entered the office has been somebody that's committed a crime. There have been lots of people that are undocumented that are regular, everyday, innocent citizens that pay taxes and that work for our country and serve a very strong purpose for the people of our communities. And that's who Tom Holman calls collateral damage. If perhaps they are in the communities and they're going after a targeted person that has committed a crime, but they just so happen to run across somebody that's also undocumented, that person's going to be arrested too. And again, if we're talking about specifically what the line is that the White House is saying, they're saying that's the reason why sanctuary cities need to rescind those local ordinances like Chicago, because when they enter those communities, they are going to arrest everyday citizens. If sanctuary cities roll back those ordinances, as the government is trying to make sure that people know, then they can go after more targeted approaches. They can go to the jails and to the prison and actually get those people that are committing crimes, and they're not worried or focused on that everyday collateral damage.
I know you've got to go, but Tom Holman said on Sunday, we're prioritizing criminal aliens, but there's going to be a point where we open the aperture to fugitives, and I think that's the people you're talking about.
Exactly. If they are people that are evading the law because they've committed a crime in their country of origin or evading the law because they committed a crime here in the United States, at least that's what the Trump administration, Borders Are Tom Holman, and our federal law enforcement agencies want us to know, is that that is who they are targeting. But there might be some collateral damage, everyday, innocent, undocumented immigrants along the way.
Alex Capriello is the national correspondent at News Nation following the story in the city. Nice to talk to you, Alex. We'll watch you on TV. Join us again this week.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
John, I don't know why this is so hard to comprehend, says 630. They're arresting them because they are in this country illegally. It doesn't matter if they've been here 2 years, 2 days, 20 years, or 30 years. Well, it does if when you go to the store, you can't get anybody to wait on you, or you can't get your hotel room cleaned, or you can't get your dishes washed, or you can't get your computer fixed. I could go on. You get the point. I mean, just as a practical matter, what are we trying to do here? It's interesting to me. I said earlier today, and I'll just say it again, J.B. Pritzker and Tom Holman and Senator Dick Durbin are saying that those who pose a danger should be arrested and deported. Pritzker said there is a difference between violent criminals. This is J.B. Pritzker, your governor. J.B. Pritzker says there is a difference. You might not agree with this, between violent criminals and law-abiding people who may not be here legally but are otherwise compliant in working. News that ICE was possibly raiding a Chicago public school was amended quickly this weekend to say that it was not that. It was Secret Service investigating a different matter. It was not immigration-related. JB said over the weekend that local, but here's the rub. JB said over the weekend that local law enforcement will not coordinate with federal officials on the arrests of people when they don't have a warrant. Dr. Phil announced on social media that he was embedded with the ICE team in the raids. I get it, but really, I just think that disqualifies the seriousness of the whole effort when it's made for TV and the star is Dr. Phil. In addition to Chicago, immigration actions were also reported in California, Texas, Georgia, Colorado, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, according to Homeland Security. We're prioritizing criminal aliens, Homan said over the weekend, but there's going to be a point when we have to open the aperture to fugitives. Here's the other thing that you can answer on your own. But if somebody is here without proper documentation, they're not here legally, or maybe they were here legally, but their status has expired and there they sit, and then they commit a crime, for what crime will you deem them sufficiently criminal that you want them captured and deported? Is it somebody who commits murder or robs a bank or carjacks? Is it somebody who deals drugs? Is it somebody who had a speeding ticket? Is it somebody who got in a fight in a bar? Is it all of those people? You can answer that on your own. If you say anybody with any criminal infraction, we're going to need a lot more airplanes than the one you saw over the weekend. It's 10:54. Diane, you wanted to say what? You're on WGN. Hi.
Good morning, John. It hurts my heart to hear innocent human people living and working in our community called collateral damage. Just tell me I'm not the only one that feels that way. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I think the people that live in some of those neighborhoods, there was a story over the weekend, maybe you saw it this morning, and this is the one that was chilling to me. There was a man and a woman. They have kids. I don't know their status, but I'm going to presume that they're not here, quote unquote, legally. They've lived in one of the neighborhoods in Chicago for a few decades, and it appears as though they haven't done anything wrong. They have no criminal record. They're working, and they're not documented. And when they heard that the ICE agents were in their neighborhood, they hid in the attic and waited until the coast was clear. And the idea that we're asking our fellow residents to hide in the attic from federal agents is understandably frightening to the people in those neighborhoods. 708, Dr. Phil is completely ridiculous. Undocumented criminals need to go, but turning it into a TV spectacle is a shame. Let's talk to Bruce. You're on WGN. Hi, Bruce. What did you want to say?
I think it's important that if someone is here without lawful status and they commit a crime in America, that they be punished for the crime in America. Just sending them to their homeland is not much of a punishment, and there's no guarantee that they'll ever be punished for the crime they committed here.
It's an interesting point. So treat them like you would a citizen. Fine them, jail them, probation, treat them like anybody else. Is that what you're saying?
Once they are punished for whatever the crime they've been convicted is, fine, okay to deport them then if you so choose, but let the criminal system run its course here in America.
Bruce, I appreciate your phone call.